1440 KVON and 99.3 The Vine. Good morning. It's Musical Monday. It's the only way we can get going after the weekend is some great music. And this morning we are featuring the sounds of Kurt Yagi. It's great to have you back.
Great to have
you. Have you here in the studio now.
Yes, this is awesome. Thanks
have
for having
you here.
Me.
Thanks for coming in. It's great. So, Kurt, how would you describe your music?
I think the best way, a lot of people say it's happy rock. So,
great.
With,
I love that.
And when it's with the full band, it's we add a little funk to there because we have horns and everything else. So, happy rock with a little funk for extra flavor. How about that?
That's, you know what? That's my kind of music. That's perfect.
Gets the kids dancing.
I know, really. And the old 43-year-old women like me.
And happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you. So, all right. So, we've got your album here. We're going to listen to some of that. We're going to hear some live music this morning. Now, you're from San Francisco originally, or you just
I'm
live
originally
there now?
From the Bay Area, from Fremont.
Okay.
But I've been in San Francisco for many years now.
And that's, you know, a lot more opportunities for a musician, I guess,
yeah,
in San Francisco.
Much more. There's lots of places to play there.
But you only hop, skip, and a jump from Napa.
Exactly. Which I was here last month.
Right, right.
In St. Helena.
Yeah. So, you know, you do come play up here. Now, take us back to, you know, when it all started. I mean, did you start on the guitar?
I didn't. I actually started, well, even way back in elementary school, I took about a half year or a year of clarinet lessons. And I didn't really like it. I think I started playing that because my best friend at the time played it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I felt like, if he's doing it, I got to do this. I really wanted to play the saxophone. I don't know why I didn't. And then I just stopped after that. And years later, you know, I picked up the piano because I heard my mom playing some rock music on the piano. And I didn't think you could do that. My sister, you know, grew up playing classical music, taking lessons.
Right.
And my mom did as well. Or she played, like, show tunes or something like that.
Right, right.
It wasn't very interesting to me at the time. But she busted out with a rock song. I don't even think she knew what the song was.
It was like Journey or something?
It was Night Ranger.
Dun, dun, dun.
I mean, very close.
I wasn't far off.
Yeah, that's funny.
Night Ranger. That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to be at Konocti, by the way. Or I think they were just here on Friday.
They're still around.
See, you missed it. You missed it.
There's
Kurt.
A plug. Maybe they'll have me open
yeah,
for
really?
Them.
Yeah, that's right.
But that was in high school, and you know, I thought, wow, if you can do that with the piano, this is pretty cool. So I just picked up piano, and then it wasn't really till I played piano a little bit in college, but that's about it. Right. And then after college, I picked up guitar.
Did you take music in college? Is that what you studied?
Not really. I was, I was a computer science major.
Wow.
Yes, I was the nerdy major in the lab.
That's and a very good-looking one, I got to say.
Thank
but
you.
You know.
I appreciate that. but I did take a couple of music theory classes in college because I really was interested in music, but it just wasn't my thing, and I was always too shy to actually perform, so.
Are you kidding?
No.
I love that. And so, I mean, your sister was performing and your mom was performing, or they, you know, played?
Yeah, they
everything.
Played. I mean, my sister did recitals. My mom didn't really. At family things, she performed some, but I was kind of like the one
so
that
were
didn't.
They, when did you decide that you could get up in front of an audience?
Probably like 4 years ago.
so it
really was way after college and
right.
just after I had the nerve to get in front of people. I just started writing music about 3 or 4 years ago and started off at open mics and different places like that and just was a wreck at the beginning.
I was going to say, did you have like the major butterflies?
Oh, it was horrible. Oh, it was just horrible experience starting off with. You know, just because you're nervous and, well, you're a singer. You kind of, you know how it is. I was nervous. I wasn't projecting, you know, so you sound horrible when you're not comfortable.
I sounded so good in the shower.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly.
Where did it go, man?
Exactly. But then, you know, you do enough of those, you get over it, and
it
rolls from there.
And then, from open mic to having your album out, I mean, having an album and performing
awesome.
And traveling around the Bay Area and performing, that's a big jump.
It's a huge jump. I did a lot in a little bit of time, so I'm proud of that.
Was your family surprised?
I think so. because, I mean, my sister was a very outgoing one, and I was always a shy one, so I'm sure, you know, 10 years, 20 years ago or growing up, they would be truly surprised if they knew I was, you know, going to be performing and doing all this stuff.
Right.
But they're very excited about
that's
it.
That's great. Yeah. Are they listening this morning?
I hope so. I don't know if anyone's up this early.
Of course they are. They're so proud.
Yes. I would hope some people are listening to this. I told people to message me, and I might give them a shout-out on the air.
Oh, okay.
If that's okay.
Of course it is. Absolutely. This is all about you this morning, Kurt.
Thank you.
So let's hear a little bit of this magic, this musical magic.
We'll do
so
it.
Now, Are these songs all songs that you've written?
Yeah, these are all songs I've written.
Okay, wow.
And so they're all on my well, the one I'm going to play is on my album, and I think you're going to probably play some more off the album.
Yeah, we will. We will.
Yeah, but I have a ton more as well. I'm going to
really
probably get in the studio next month.
Oh, so you're already ready to make another album.
I'm ready to do it.
My goodness. Yeah. Kurt Yagi. All right, take it away here. Tell us what you're going to play.
Oh, yeah. This is called When I Think of You.
Okay.
And we can talk about it afterwards.
So all right. All right.
Try to attempt to adjust these mics.
All right. Yeah, just pull that one down a little bit, and that should be fine.
All right. Here we go.
Like to step outside in the pouring rain. Drops of water run down my face again. Salty taste takes me back another day. Never want the rain to fade away. Oh, when I think of you, oh, when I think of you. Look around, but the haze gets in my way. I can't understand it. Happens every day. I close my eyes, clouds you blow away. Walk ahead, hear my name. Whoa, when I think of you. Whoa, when I think of you. Then you hide me, why don't you let me be? Slide further in my soul, nothing I can't control. Light shines on me, comes and sets me, gives meaning to my everything. I wanna be, whoa, when I think of you. Think of you. Whoa, when I think of you. Whoa, when I think of you.
That's Kurt Yagi on your Musical Monday. Very nice.
Thank you.
That's great. That is happy rock.
It is happy rock.
I love it. I love it. All right. So the album is called What's Come Over Me.
That's right.
And you've got 12 selections on here.
12 great songs.
Yeah.
With
and these
full
are all,
band as well.
This is full band. All
yeah,
right.
Most of them are. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's great. So let's hear something from the album. And you brought in one to give away. So I've
got two there,
two.
Actually.
Well, we'll give one right now, and
oh,
we'll
yeah,
give
yeah.
one
oh,
in the second
I'm sorry.
Set.
Okay.
No, that's all right.
We're gonna
have to just kind of meet them out carefully. So while we're playing the song from the album, we'll take callers. We'll take a call and give it away. But tell us what we're gonna hear.
We're gonna hear a song called Thank You. So this is dedicated to all the mothers out there. I wrote this one for my mother.
Oh,
a while back.
That's so great.
The dedication's on the inside, so she knows
it
already.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I'm gonna look inside.
You're gonna look at it.
I'm gonna look.
You're gonna call me out.
Yes, I am, because that is just I'm a mom, and
there's
that's just
lots
precious.
Of dedications in there.
So, let's see now.
I think. It's been a while since I looked at that.
No. Here it is.
Oh, there we go.
You wrote the song Thank You. And, you know, for my mom, you have all the dedications in here and thanking your sister, Cynthia, who's always been very supportive, and your dad, who you say I miss and think about every day.
Yep.
So I'm assuming your dad has passed away.
Yeah. Yep.
And,
several years ago.
So it sounds like you have a tight family. Like
I do.
You're really close.
I do. Yeah.
That's great to have that support. That's
and
wonderful.
Thanks for giving the shout outs there.
Yeah. You got it.
They'll be excited.
What's mom's name?
Mom's name is Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis. Shout out to you. You did a great job. You have a wonderful son here. All right. So let's play the song for Mom. What was the title again? Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to call it Mom Song. It's Kurt Yagi this morning. Call me 257-VINE or 255-KVON. And first one to get through is going to get one of Kurt's CDs.
My mind is stuck on you. Yeah, yeah. Remember all the things y'all do. Hey, hey, hey. Got a million things to say. No, no. Don't forget my ways. I want to thank you for giving me everything. I want to thank you for room to breathe. Mind that sings. And I want to thank you for a heart and soul. All you know, I want to thank you for night and day, every day, always. Whoa, whoa, roots bound deep within my soul. Yeah, yeah, unconditional's my tool. Hey, 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 hey. Heart glows in night and day. No, no, don't forget my ways. I want to thank you for giving me everything. Yeah. I want to thank you for a room to breathe. Mind that sings. I want to thank you for heart and soul. All you know. I want to thank you for night and day. Every day, every way. Just want to have it been. 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 Whoa, whoa, humble mind is stuck. Yeah, yeah. Remember all the things y'all did. Hey, hey, got a million things to say. No, no, don't regret my ways. I want to thank you for giving me everything. I want to thank you for the room to bring my mind that sings. And I want to thank you for heart and soul. All you know. I want to thank you for night and day, every day, every day. I want to thank you for giving me everything. I want to thank you for a room to breathe, mind that sings. I want to thank you for heart and soul, all you know. I want to thank you for a night and day, every day, every day.
That's Kurt Yagi at 1440 KVON and 99.3 The Vine. And, making big points, writing a song for his mom.
That's right.
That's wonderful. I love it. And we did have a winner for the CD. We had other calls. So we're going to give another CD away in the second segment, which is going to start at 8:15. So if you didn't get in this time, you have a chance with the second
There's
segment.
There's still a chance.
Yeah, and what if we want to buy one or want to download the music?
Oh,
tell
very
us
good point.
Do that.
All the links are on my website, www.curtyagi.com. And from there, you can go to iTunes, CD Baby, all that kind of stuff.
And you're on Facebook.
Facebook. The best way to get a CD is see me live. It's cheaper there, too.
Yeah, so talk about that.
I always have a lot of gigs going. It seems like once a week right now. In the summertime, it's about twice a week.
Yeah.
I have a regular gig down, not on any specific night, but I'm playing about weekly at a place called the Union Room. Give a shout-out to them.
In San Francisco.
It's a great place. Union Square area. It's fantastic.
I haven't been there.
It's really nice. They just opened it maybe three or four months ago.
Oh my gosh.
It's above Biscuit and Blues. You know that place.
Okay, right. Now, is it a music place or is it a restaurant or how does that work?
Yeah, it's a restaurant and mm-hmm. bar and it's really nice. It's very intimate. So
just come in and hear the music.
Come in, hear the music. There's tables. People actually listen there, which is nice. that's
what I like about Silos in Napa.
Is that right?
You have to play at Silos.
I would love to. I'd love to come up here.
I'm going to hook you up.
Yeah, hook me up.
A music listening room. I mean,
exactly.
You know, it's nice. It's nice to have people appreciate your music.
No, it really is.
Okay, that's great. So check it out, and I'll put the link to your website on my blog.
Oh, that'd be great.
Too, so people can just go click on it and be able to see where you're performing.
Awesome.
Because you do get up to the Napa Valley area as well.
I do every once in a while.
Yeah, so you don't want to keep tabs on you.
Keep tabs on me. I have an email list, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that'll be really helpful.
I have it all. I'm high tech.
You are, man. Wow. Well, we just became Facebook friends.
I know, 20 minutes ago. I accepted it. I got my phone right here.
He's doing a radio show and he's got his phone and he's on the internet and he's like accepting my friend request on Facebook.
Yeah. And I do have to give a shout out to Michael who just Facebooked me and said I sounded good.
Curt Yagi, he's going to be back at 8:15, and we're going to play some more music from his album, and he'll play another live song for us. And right now, we are going to check in the KVON newsroom with Leslie Lotto. Good morning, Leslie.